Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Bass with Gordon Chang. Immediately to Grant Newsham, retired U.S. Marine. And I'm author of When China Attacks, and now we come to the situation for Japan. Two headlines, Grant, a very good day to you. One, Japan scrambles jets to intercept Chinese spy drone. Two, Japan reacts to 4 surface vessels associated with the People's Republic of China in the waters of the Senkaku. Why are the Chinese doing this? It's established that Japan doesn't like it. The notes have been strong these last years. Why now, Grant? Good day to you.
Well, yes, good morning. The Chinese are doing it because they fully intend to dominate the oceans, the airs around Japan, and they tend to take back some of Japanese territory that they think belongs to China. And this is part of a campaign that's been going on for about 4 or 5 years. To really send more and more ships and aircraft into more and more places closer to Japan, around the Senkakus, which you mentioned. The Chinese have said they're going to have ships there every single day of the year in 2024. That's what Xi Jinping announced. And already they've had them most of the days of the year. And the idea is kind of to take it over by osmosis. You get so many ships there all the time, the Japanese get overstretched, worn out, and you flood the zone. And eventually you just claim that it's yours, you have administrative control, and that's that. And it's not just around the Senkakus. We're seeing this in the East China Sea, the Sea of Japan. More and more, the Chinese Navy, Chinese Air Force is operating, and it's been operating for the last few years routinely, with the Russian Navy, with the Russian Air Force. They've actually circumnavigated, gone around Japan a few times, and it causes the Japanese a lot of headaches. Their military is much too small.
Gordon, you have a question for
Grant. The intrusions around the Senkakus have gone on for more than a decade, and they've been quite substantial recently, as we've seen an uptick in activity, as you point out. Around this drone story, though, is brand new. We haven't seen a Chinese drone penetrate so far down into the Sea of Japan, what the Koreans call the East Sea. This indicates, increasing Chinese capabilities and, of course, opening up a new front on Japan. How are the Japanese going to react to incursions in the Sea of Japan?
Well, they're going to have to take their limited resources. And when I say limited, basically the Japanese Air Force is about half the size it needs to be. The Japanese Navy is about half the size it needs to be. Same with the Japanese Coast Guard. The Chinese have got them outmatched in numbers. So the Japanese will deploy their Air Force and other sort of monitoring technologies to cover the Sea of Japan. And so they've got their hands full in one theater, which is down south by the southern end of the Ryukyu chain. And now they have to look up to the northwest, and it spreads them thin. And they're going to try, but they have been stretched thin for a long time now. As you said, the Chinese have been going after the Senkakus seriously for at least 10 years. And it just gets worse and worse. And the Japanese will tell you quietly, we're overwhelmed, or we're feeling overwhelmed, put it that way. And now there's a new front, and you're seeing more and more activity in the Sea of Japan. There's also talk that the Japanese are worried about the Chinese sending their submarines into the Sea of Japan more than they have to date, maybe even setting up there permanently. The Japanese are very good at anti-submarine warfare, but there's a limit to how much they can do. Very good at surveillance of Chinese submarines as well. But you're just stretched more than you want to be and then you can handle. And this is really what comes of not paying enough of attention to defense for too long. But the Japanese are game, but they're feeling the strain.
Grant, the story is moving, my understanding. There are joint exercises planned between U.S., Japan, and the Philippines. Also, there is talk of a joint command or a combined command in Japanese waters. And then again, we have a meeting of Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. leadership at the NATO summit in Washington announced. You've watched this story for a long time, predicate for your book, When China Attacks. I agree that things are laggard where they could be, but do you sense there's a new alarm or an alarm finally in Japan's waters?
Well, I think there's plenty of alarm. The Japanese are worried. They just don't show it as much as most people do. But they are very worried. But does this translate into concrete, say, improvements in military capabilities? I don't quite see that happening. Yes, the Japanese are doing joint patrols, are going to do it with the Americans and maybe the Filipinos down south. But it will usually be the Japanese sending one ship, maybe two. And there's talk of this new improvement in the U.S.-Japan defense relationship, the structure of U.S. forces and Japanese forces and how they operate in Japan. There's talk of that. But if you read the fine print, it doesn't sound like it's going to translate anytime soon into real operational capabilities. You know, I hope I'm wrong. We'll find out when it's announced at the meeting with Mr. Biden and Prime Minister Kishida. But I say I don't see that. So there's a lot of concern, a lot of worry. The Japanese are doing more than they ever have. But as I said, the concrete operational improvements in Japanese capabilities and particularly their ability to operate with the United States in a coherent way, operate with U.S. forces in a coherent way, I don't see that hurrying along as fast as it should. There's definitely awareness. You wouldn't even recognize today's Japan militarily from 7-8 years ago. But it'd be nice if it moved along faster, and it's got to hurry.
Gordon, we have about a minute. Quick question.
Grant, the U.S. has said that the Senkakus are covered by the U.S.-Japan Mutual Defense Treaty. In other words, we will defend Japan's right to hold them. Do you see the U.S. actually employing assets around the Senkaku soon in order to bolster Japan's claims?
I hope they do. That needs to be a joint effort. If the Americans go down there with the Japanese, that changes the dynamic completely. The Chinese know that they can overwhelm the Japanese, but you put the Americans in, it's a very different thing. I don't see that happening. I'm sure it's being thought of, but it should have happened a few years ago at least. It needs to happen now. I would point out that there's actually a couple firing ranges the U.S. Navy and Air Force have the right to use very close to the Senkakus. They have not used these since 1979 because they didn't want to get the Chinese angry. Using those firing ranges would be a good first start. If we're not willing to do that, well, then whether or not the Americans are going to really step in with the Japanese around the Senkakus, you have some doubts, but it's something that needs to happen.
Grant Newsham is a retired Marine colonel. Most importantly, he's author of the prescient When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batten.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.